Dylan. Do you mind, Patty? I was here first. Miss Steinberg, Patty's pushing.
Patty.
No, you weren't, because you are never first at anything. Miss Steinberg, please tell Dylan to mind his manners and let me in.
Miss Steinberg. I've got a better suggestion. Why don't both of you move so the newest addition to our class can come in?
Narrator. Dylan and Patty turn around in surprise. Tim Eng stands behind them.
Miss Steinberg.
Welcome to Benny Goodman Middle School, Tim. This is Dylan Boone, and this is Patty Hirsch. They also play the clarinet.
Dylan.
Pleased to meet you, Tim, but I hope you don't have your heart set on being the first chair clarinet. I plan on taking that position away from Patty this year.
I'm really glad to meet you, Tim. Don't listen to Dylan here. He knows he'll be lucky to get third chair this year. I've been practicing all summer, and I'm even better than I was last year, which I didn't think was possible.
Tim, I don't really care which chair I sit in, as long as I get to play music.
Narrator. Dylan and Patty stare at Tim in disbelief.
Scene 2. A week later, at school.
Narrator.
The big day has arrived. Ms. Steinberg is holding auditions for the orchestra. Tim, Dylan, and Patty sit in chairs and wait their turns.
Dylan.
You know, Patty, you should really consider taking up the saxophone. Tim and I have the clarinet section sewn up.
Dylan gives Tim a light punch on his arm.
Am I right, Tim?
Patty.
You know what, Dylan? I bet I could play the clarinet and the saxophone in the orchestra at the same time.
Patty gives Tim a light punch on his other arm.
Am I right, Tim?
Tim, rubbing his arms.
Do you two always fight like this?
Dylan and Patty, in unison.
We're not fighting.